in my life to be informed about a few things. And sometimes I look at, okay, what is this all about? And I'm talking about the whole picture of coming to life, whatever. I say, what is this all about? Then, okay, what actually is the expectation of God in the reasons of it? What's the expectation of God? Now, what is it about purpose that we talk about? So what is it about everything that we look out for? Oh, what is it about this rat race? What is it about I am greater than you, you are... What's it about everything? And I found out that in life there are seasons. There are seasons. I want us to read from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. We first read 1 to 11. I read NKJV version. To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. You know, some of this thing I'm talking about, if you're as old as I am, one way or the other, you will have experienced all this time. But if you are very, very young, you'll be looking at it, what are we talking about? I mean, I see very young. When we get to a particular stage in life, you will realize that is so true. A time to heal and a time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. Weep, laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. 6. A time to gain and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to hate. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. You know, you have to hate evil. Yes or no? A time to hurt. So, think about it. Life of seasons. Life of seasons. You see, navigating through the seasons of life successfully requires a measure of understanding about the purpose of life itself. A measure of understanding. You know, fair enough, and rightly so, quite a number of people follow their dreams throughout life. That's what they do throughout their lifetime, their dreams. Even if their dreams has something to do with a big and a larger picture, it doesn't matter. Once it's just their dreams. Even if their dreams has no consideration for people, that's just their dreams. Of course, it's good to have dreams. It is good to have dreams. And dreams are given also by God. But what's the purpose? Let's return back to our text. Let's now go from verse 9.
to 11.
What profit has the worker from what is that in which he labors? I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be occupied. He has made everything beautiful in what? There is a God's time. What did I say? God's time. A time for all those things, but there is still God's time. And in his time, what will he do? How many things? I can't hear you. How many things? In his time. By the grace of God, I'm going to be speaking to you how to keep appointment with the time of God. Yeah. But you need to be able to keep that appointment. You need to be able to understand that timing. You need to understand how to align with that time of God. Also, he has put, look at it. After that, also he has put eternity in their hearts. Except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to the end. Verse 12. I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives. Listen, he puts eternity in their hearts. Nothing is better for them, no matter what they are running after, no matter their dreams and aspirations. Nothing is better for them. Nothing. Than to do what? To do good in their lives. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of his labor. It is the gift of God. Ah, may God grant you that gift in the name of Jesus. Do you know what it means not to eat the fruit of people's labor? It's a curse. Eat the fruit of your labor. Somebody said in the morning, he said, I almost cried on my birthday when my son sent money to me. It's called fruit of labor. The Bible says it's a good thing. So, that is the premise. But look at it. Amongst other things, you must wear as a garment to be able to navigate in this time. Two things you must wear as a garment. Number one is love. Number one. And I'm telling you, the number two is giving. But giving lifestyle. When I say love, and I want to explain myself when we talk about love, I'm talking about love personified. There's a difference about the fact that you are showing love and love is personified. That your person is love. You know what? When love is personified, you are actually on top of everything. You're on top of everything. And let me explain to you. Scripture. 1 John 4, 7 to 8. He said, beloved, let us love one another. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Now, I'm not saying born again only. You can be born again and not know God. If that happens, you are born again, you do not know God. They will be waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. That's why the Bible says the earnest expectation of creation. And I'm talking as in creation, as in everything. Soil, trees, they are animals. Everybody, they are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. I don't have to tell you why they are waiting in Africa. That's one of the major challenges that this continent has. There's a country in Africa. In the belly of that country, the value of the mineral resources is about $34.1 trillion. And guess what? The country said they don't have money for election. In the belly, I don't want to mention the name of it. 34. It is one of the richest places on earth, in Africa. They don't have money for election. And guess what? When they wanted now to do election, you know what happened? They have 200 and something parties. So when they print, I say, God help me with my people. When they print out their sheets, it will be 200 and something. He said, it doesn't matter. You can, I'm not saying you're not born again. But if love is not that, he said, you don't know God. That's what the Bible says. Verse 8. He who does not love does not know God. Listen to me. He who does not love does not know God. He can be born again. Why? Because for God is what? God is love. Some people came to ask Jesus a question. In Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. Matthew 22, 37 to 40. Let me run verse 34 and listen. You see, I want us to understand. You can almost understand the reason why we are where you are is the way it is. I mean, you can always understand the reason why this is happening. Because that is part of what God had done for us to make us born again. He said we are the children of God. We have to have. That's why the Bible says we thought that getting get understand. You can't believe. We cannot be living in darkness. We are beyond that level. Everything you do must have a reason. No, it has to have a reason. And you have to have a reference. But when the Pharisee heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question. Testing him, say, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And I want to hear me. And hear the reply of Jesus, which is the greatest commandment? Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. They call it great commandment. So commandment has level. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 40, very, very instructive. On these two commandments, you cannot pick one and not pick the other. You see, the balance is going to tilt. No, it's not going to work. You cannot say, I love God. It's going to tilt. You're not doing well. The scale is going to tilt, rather. You're not doing well. No, you're not. That's not what to do. Two commandments, two, one and two, separate, and has to be obeyed. And don't forget, he said, on these two commandments hang all the law. And everything, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Micah, everything you read in them, that is what they are trying to communicate, if they can. Once you can obey these two commandments, you have fulfilled everything. You can boldly say, I'm a child of God. You don't even have to cram all the scriptures. If the scripture does not take you to this level, you can blah, 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 be praying for 3 hours, 4 hours. That's not what God told you to do. You got to pray also. But guess what? On these two commandments hang all the law, everything you read in the Old Testament, everything you are reading, everything on these two commandments. So the question I want to ask myself is this. So if everything I have to do, they've condensed it into two, so what is my challenge? So, did you see the reason why we struggle? Now, did you see the reason why we struggle? Yeah. He said, this is, Jesus Christ is the word. He came. He said, this is the everything we have been communicating to humanity. All everything put together on these two. Love the Lord your God. Now, let me now tell you something about love. Let me tell you a few things. Do you know? Let me tell you something. Human body now. You know how many cells that's in our body? We have 30 trillion cells in our body. 30 trillion. 30 trillion cells are in your body. Not billion, trillion cells are in your body. Now, when a man hates, does not forgive, does not do everything, sometimes the cell in your body can be misbehaving. That is sometimes the root of diseases and sicknesses. Because you know what happened? You are working against the way your creator made you. So the cells of your body will react. And they can be going haywire. Because love is a way that it replenish your system. That's why the Bible says in Proverbs 17:22, it says, a merry heart. When a man is a man of love, when a woman, okay, let me ask you a question. When love is present, how do you feel? Now, how do you feel? It's a merry, so you can't, if you don't create that environment, you are hurting yourself. You can be hurting your life. You can be hurting your destiny. You can be destroying purpose. Sometimes, let me be honest with you. Do you know that the enemy from within sometimes can be more than the enemy from without? Okay, please, you can answer the question. Why is it that it seems as if all the demons reside in Africa? No, please, I mean, why is it that it's all the demons? It's like all the demons of poverty, demons of everything, they reside in Africa. And you and I know if you have gone somewhere else in the world, you know that some of these things are natural. Love. When love is missing or love is reduced, everything can come in. Because you know why? God is love. When love is present, it blocks you. It shifts you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, I said, a merry heart doeth good. Like what? Unto the body, it's like you are using a drug. It's like it's what renews your system. You can, let me tell you something, let me be honest with you. We can live longer. We can live a healthy life. If we take care of this, then you see, a man of love, what's going to happen to your mental health? A woman of love, what will happen to your mental health? I forget it now. No, nobody has to tell you. Somebody that loves, can you be worked up? Can you be fatigued? You can be tired, no doubt. When you work hard. Can you be fatigued? Can you live in unforgiveness? Can you have some enemies or progress that you define for yourself or you invented? Too many enemies are invented, actually. Do you know how many enemies that we have, the church in Nigeria have invented? Church in Nigeria, we invent enemy like no man's business. In fact, we invent enemy more than we can. We are not inventing anything, it's only enemies. They can go father's house, mother's house, uncle's house, children's house, die. Generational causes. So the answer, I'm not saying they are not existing. But you know what? We took it to the next level. And let me tell you what the Bible says. If a man is in Christ, but there is if there. It didn't say if a man get born again, he is in Christ. You remain in Christ. I'm not saying you are not born again. Did you remain? If a man is in Christ, it didn't say if a man is born again. And remember, Jesus Christ said, take my yoke upon you. So that you can be in Christ, you can be close to his heart. You don't have to be too far, because if you move away, that's it. In Christ, he said, take my yoke upon you. For meek and lowly in heart. What did he say? He said, you will find what? Rest. For who? For your soul. Are we in church this morning? Can we praise the Lord? Can we praise the Lord? Listen to me. Times, life of seasons. Any season can come. Life of seasons. Love. Then the next one, sharp, is giving. You can give without love, but you cannot love without give. You can give and not love, but it will be difficult for you to love and not to give. Let me tell you something. Please. You know, there are some things that I don't come to say often because, why must I? Let me tell you something. Please, pay your tithe. Please. Try. You know, there was a time I said, people are going to pay tithe of 1 million. Huh? I know two people that gave 1 million. That means 10 million came to their pockets. I know two people. Pay your tithes. And I'll be honest with you. Okay, look at it. Look at the community here. What's your contribution in this? This is our spiritual address. Look at it. Even our generator, we need to buy another generator now. We need to restore all those places. We spend good money. Pay your tithes. You know, I sat down there one day and I have a conversation with the Holy Ghost and some money that I have to deliver to the church. We agreed. Did I forget? I can't say I forgot. But of course, the money was like So, Saturday morning, around 4 a.m., the Holy Ghost said to me, what about that money? I quickly woke up and I did a transfer. Of course, the transfer, my daily limit couldn't carry everything. So I did the balance this morning. So, pastor to your pastor, he pay, he gives. You don't give tithe, you pay tithe. But you give offering. You pay. It's an obligation. You pay. Giving. John chapter 3 verse 16. Listen to this. For God so loved the world, he did what? He gave. He only gave Jesus. Look at how many of us are on our way to heaven. Look at the return on investments. When you give, you have return on investments. And I can be talking to you about testimonies forever. I remember many years ago, I know Pastor Wale will remember this. Myself and Pastor Bayo and Pastor Lani, we stood out there. So we, you know, Pastor Lani, I don't know what happened. He was buying, he wanted to, maybe he's going to buy another car or something. He was giving us the CV, IB Tech, can he was saying 20, I didn't, can't remember. So, as we were talking outside, we stood there. And the Holy Ghost just opened my eyes to see the car of the pastor. Our pastor was using the V-boat. And I said, gentlemen, wait. He said, I think what we are doing is not good though. See our pastor's car. So, we contacted Pastor Wale, said we have to buy a car for our pastor, and it has to be brand new. Now that we bought a brand new car for our pastor, it has never happened in New Covenant Church. Never, before then. Maybe after then it's happened. Maybe in UK, because I was told that there's a church, one of our churches in UK, the pastor loved Mercedes. Some people in the church, they make sure, buy Mercedes for him, and they change it every few years. I don't know. They change it for him. He doesn't even have to come and they change it for him. Now, so, I said no. I said, so immediately, there was no argument, all of us, immediately. You know the adage I told them? I said, Adoji Odu, Tene Kumba, Yo. I can give you testimony forever. So few months after, we had a car in those days, I was one of our leaders. And he said, let's sell this car. And I said, sir, we can't sell this car. Say, Bola, why? I said, the pastor's wife car is not good. So I think, say, no problem. Let me tell you, in this life, it's about sowing and reaping. There is no, you can never, not in your life. I said, no. Give. Tithe is to pay. You give offering. Check your Bible. Check your Bible. In fact, the level of influence and affluence, you will be shocked. You want me to be talking to you about testimonies? No, don't let me talk to you about testimonies. No, I can't be talking to you about testimonies. Things that you will ask yourself a question, is this is possible? I remember one day I was, we call at this house, I think he wanted to buy a land in Akubo. We just talked about it. And maybe I went to my car, I brought the chair, and maybe half a million, they just wrote the check of half a million. I can afford it, what's my mom? I can talk to you on and on. I told you about our guest house in Ijokodo. I don't know how many of you have given to it. I went there and said, okay, guest house. The Holy Ghost told me, you are giving $50. And immediately I told them, because I can change my mind. Really, 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 thank God I told them. You know what? And when you give your size. You know, you give your size. Are you in church this morning? Are you in church this morning? You know, but the issue is this. I said to people, I said, since you have not been paying, what has been happening? Have you been better off? You pay and you give. You give to everybody. Let me be honest with you. We give. Thank God. I can't complain as a pastor. Let me be honest. But let me be honest with you. Do you know that your pastor is your responsibility? Your pastor is not God's responsibility. The more comfortable, pastor, the more there's something you can do about it. It's your responsibility. Somebody say, let God come and bless our pastor. I say, where are you? Okay, who we got use? Human being or spirit? It's everybody. Plus, you bless people. Praise the Lord. I said, listen to me. You must understand. I said, praise the Lord. Can you imagine that in how many years your pastor does, some people don't owe your pastor anything? It's just that somebody's in need. Can you imagine? Come on. And other pastors. You know, can you imagine that people, can you imagine? And you're attending that church. I'm just saying. People give me stuff. When I come to share one testimony, you will ask yourself a question. You will open your mouth like this. So we can't complain. And you know I'm naturally blessed, yes or no? Am I not blessed? I'm blessed. The kind of thing that the Holy Ghost says I should do, if I'm not blessed, will I be able to do it? I can't do it. If I'm not blessed, how can I say I'm giving X number of those? If I'm not blessed, I'm blessed. That's not the issue. But the issue, we must learn to understand. Listen to me. Seasons of life. People that gives, they don't lack. Because God gave. For God so loved God, he did what? He gave. And he didn't give alone. He gave what was precious to him. His only begotten son. Very precious gift. And you know what happened? That's what we enjoy today. So tell your neighbor, please do likewise. Tell another one, please do likewise. Praise ye the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Life of savings. Of seasons. Nobody has to tell you the reason why America is the way it is. Nobody has to tell you. They send it all over the world. Yes or no? They do. In fact, everybody all over the world. Elon Musk that we talk about is South African. He got to the place, he prospered. There are some places like that. And God, that is why they call it God's own country. They have their challenges with God, though, but the long and short of it, they are taking care of humanity. You want favor with God. Remember, the Bible says, remind me this scripture, favor with God and man. Jesus grew. Listen, look at what they say. Jesus grew in what? In wisdom and in what? In stature and in favor with God and with men. All through scriptures, people connect into the grace upon people's life with gift. When God sent Elijah to that woman, this he wanted to prepare long time. Why would God send him to that woman? He said it was a very selfish statement. Go and make for me first. Very, very selfish. Can I ask you a question? Let's say God sent somebody to you and tell you to give that some person something and you didn't give it. God will use somebody else. God will use somebody else. So if God have told you to do something and you didn't know, just repent and say you are sorry. God will use somebody else. You know the transfer I told you I made on Saturday. I told my wife, I said, yeah, you see, transfer here. I must do this transfer. So what I'm saying to you is the fact that the Bible said the blessings of God make it what? And added no sorrow. Giving open doors. Look at that woman that told Elisha, though the servant, the man of God, I perceive that this is a holy man of God. Guess what? And he made a place for him. She was not thinking about anything. And Elisha said, what can we do for this woman? Giving. You give across board as God wants you to give, but make sure you are a giver. For God so loved the world. And he did what? He gave. And you know what happened? God, when they were killing you, I'm sure God looked somewhere else. And look at how many of us now. As many as received him, to them he gave them power to become the sons of God. Even the son that God gave. The Bible says Jesus did not touch it robbery to be equal with God. He became obedient. He sub on the day, and therefore God has highly exalted him. Let me tell you something. If there's any struggle in any place of your life, two things you got to do: love and giving. And I say, as in any struggle in any situation in your life, because God is love and God is a giver. Both of them believe, you obey it. Is an instruction. The Lord will bless us. I can't hear you. I say God will bless us. Amen. His face will shine upon your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You see, the Bible says, I am young and I'm old. I have never seen a righteous man forsaken, nor a seed beg bread. Like I said to you last week, the way I relate with God is different ballgame. This is what I've never seen. A righteous man forsaking, nor his seed beg for bread. And when you give, you see, giving has to be your lifestyle. It has to become natural with you. You know what? You know how people appreciate people that give? You know? I don't have to tell you. You give and you love. Both of them. Don't take one and drop the other one. Love the Lord, your God, with all your heart. That's why sometimes when some people are saying I know they bear that name. You know what happened? I can say I've killed a lion and I've killed a... What have I done wrong? I didn't. You don't even just understand. Nothing. The Lord bless you. I can't hear you. The Lord bless you. I say the Lord bless you. May his face shine upon your life in the name of Jesus. We now have to pray in this new Nigeria. You know what? You know the prayer we have to pray? My own must come to me. Because you know what? Let me tell you something. In the spiritual realm, they are distributing the thing. Somebody was sharing a testimony. She was being operated upon. She was having a surgery. She had an accident and her back broke. Spinal cord. Yeah. It was a fatal and terrible accident. So she left the body. And you are still having surgery, so she can see everything. She said the surgeon that was operating on her, an angel came and inhabited the hand of that surgeon. And he was doing the thing. She saw it. So God is at work. Yes. Can you trust God? Can you believe God? He makes all things beautiful in his time. I want us to rise this morning and just begin to appreciate God this morning. Do you know that after she woke up, near death experience, she came back? Do you know that she was told the surgeon never believed it? But it was not for the surgeon, it was for the woman. She didn't die. She died and she came back. He said, we saw angels walking on that woman's hand to walk on. I want us to pray. God, please use me. Use my hand for your glory. Let the grace of love envelop me. Love. Please let make me a man and a woman of love. Everybody that you send to me, God, please let me do that which you sent them to me for in their lives. Let me be a blind eye to the blind always. Bible says the earnest expectation of creation, they are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, but please, I want you to pray this prayer for yourself by faith. That in this new Nigeria, God, I will be blessed. Pray for yourself. In this new Nigeria, God, the dynamics will change. I can assure you, some of you will be called upon for positions at the higher level. I am saying to you today, you'll be asking yourself a question, who recommended me? It's God that have recommended you. If God can use an angel to do as such, God can surely recommend you. I want you to pray for yourself. But you must have that desire first. God, in the high places, they will remember me. You will make them to remember me. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. This is not for everybody. Just permit me and forgive me. Now, you know I said 10 million and we will give that to 1 million. I'm sure. Do you know what? In my heart, I move it to 50 million. I want to pray for your side that you will give that to 5 million. Because the 50 million will come. It is not for everybody. You know yourself. But when it comes, make that commitment. It will come. I don't know how many people are here who are in that category, because it's only the word that God put in my heart. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Father, this morning, you have not called the heart of Jacob to seek you in vain. And we have come, and you have blessed us. Please, O God, let the blessing be permanent. Amen. Father, this morning I pray, Lord God of heaven, that you elevate your people. Amen. That you will promote us beyond our imaginations. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for men and women in this place. They will be looking for them in high places. Amen. Father in heaven, this morning I send their CV to all those places in the spiritual. They will look for them in the name of Jesus. Amen. As many people desire to walk at that level, Father in heaven, please fulfill their heart desires in the name of Jesus. Amen. And as many people as are doing business, let them blossom. We hear the story of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let our business blossom. Amen. Grant unto us committed workers. Men that will understand our dream, that will take our dream to the next level. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. We adore you. We give glory to you. We honor you. We say, blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we put our hands together for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords this morning? Put your hands together. Praise the Lord. Please know for sure. Let me tell you something. People can offend you, forgive them. But anything that will make you not to love is from the enemy. Are we sharing the grace, Abby? Let's share the grace.